Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. The Patriots are coming off a narrow win over the Jaguars last week and preparing for another Florida team and division rival, the Miami Dolphins. The last time these two teams faced off this season, it was another narrow win for the Pats, and this week they hope to start things off just a little bit better. In this matchup of the week segment presented by Pepsi, we take a look at Stephen Ridley's performance at this stage in the season as he prepares to go up against a veteran linebacker and Carlos Dansby for the Dolphins on Sunday. Stephen Ridley has had his share of ups and downs this season, but let's be honest, who hasn't? This season has had some bumps and bruises, imperfect games and average performances, but also some standout games and worry-free wins. But despite his bad days, Ridley still manages to be one of the best running backs in the league. He's gone over 100 yards four times this season and has contributed on offense with 10 touchdowns with one more game of the regular season left to play. Even in tough matchups, Ridley can still find ways to make ground. With all of the positive attributes he's brought to the Patriots offense, he's also had his share of fumbles, something he says the team works on every day in practice. As a running back, few things are more important than holding on to the football and maintaining that security. Ridley will be the first to admit that he's messed up, and he's not afraid to confront the fumble conversation head on, and he did so following their loss to the Niners in Week 15.
You take the good and the bad, you move forward, you improve, and try your best to improve and try not to repeat the same mistakes. So it's really all you can do right now.
If ball security issues remain a problem this weekend, then Ridley probably won't win the battle against Dolphins linebacker Carlos Dansby. He has 121 total tackles this season, and the most he's had in one game this season is 12. A few weeks ago against the Patriots, he had 10, his second highest of the year. His versatility could be his strongest suit. At 6'4 and 250 pounds, Dansby is a threat to all running backs and quarterbacks. He has over 31 sacks in his career, but also has a nose for the ball carrier. The big test for Ridley this weekend may not be Dansby, it may be himself when it comes to securing the football and keeping it off the ground.
Hey, we work that every day, man. Work that every day. I mean, you're not going to see me hang my head on it. All you're going to do is see me, you know, keep working. And that's all that my teammates expect of me. That's all, you know, this team does is work hard, and we're going to get it in this week. So starting myself, ball security, high and tight, running hard, getting your pads down. Same thing I've been taught since Pee Wee. You know, nothing's changed, so just got to keep going.
There's no doubt that Ridley, being the seventh leading rusher in the NFL, can handle the task at hand, but going up against a linebacker like Dansby will be a challenge. That's going to do it for this segment of Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.